Jeff, Jeff, Jeff. Jeff, 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 Jeff. J-E-F-F, Jeff. J-E-F-F, Jeff. J-E-F-F, Jeff, Jeff, Jeff.
Jeff Stein's our national and presidential expert. You'll find his books at your favorite book retailer. Also at Next Chapter Books here in Minneapolis, St. Paul, totallyiowa.com. The Iowa Business Report and the Iowa Politics Report come to us from KXEL Cedar Falls, Waterloo, where Jeff is located. And at Hi, Jeff.
Go Millers.
Yes. The Minneapolis Millers.
Yes, Matthew is wearing a Minneapolis Millers t-shirt, and for you fine folks in Wisconsin, I think we should start something. I think you should start sending Matt t-shirts to promote your area events and teams, and then he can wear them on the live stream.
I will gladly. If you send me a t-shirt, I'll wear it. I don't care what color it is. I'm wash and wear. I'm just that easy. I am easy.
Okay, now what size so that people do this appropriately?
Either double X or triple X. Triple X. those sides, because those are the only, I mean, if I try to put on anything like a large, basically it looks like I've got a chest tourniquet on.
I thought maybe it was just kind of like a bikini top.
Oh, it's like, I didn't know you're not supposed to have a thong between your two breast muscles, Matt. It's a look. It's a look. It's very European. It's very European in the styling.
Well, so is the two drinks that you have. I mean, your left hand, right hand doesn't matter. The man has drink bottles handy.
Boy. Long Island iced. I mean, iced tea. Iced tea. Delicious.
Iced tea. Mm. Yes. It just came from New York. Yes.
Yikes. All right. So I'm going to ask you straight up a question here. Yeah, this election is going to come down to inflation versus abortion. And it really is.
I think you're right.
And I think the problem with the Republicans have is exactly a conversation I had with a woman who said she'd voted Republican for the last 20 years, who said she is done because they have taken her rights and her daughter's rights away from them by getting rid of Roe v. Wade, and that they have zero doubt that the Republicans, who once again, this is part of their problem, is they've got 40 years of we're going to eliminate abortion across the board, now trying to say, well, when I said we were going to get rid of it, well, what I really meant was, hey, we got the state, it's legal in the state. And they're having a very hard time messaging. I think I understand inflation. It would be a really big counter to what traditionally happens at midterms. But I think that this is going to get close. And I think at the end of the day, women are going to push the Democrats ahead because of the feeling that their rights are being taken away.
Some months ago, we talked about the fact that Republicans cannot get out of their own way.
Yep.
This thing was lining up to be, I don't like phrases like waves, but it was going to be a good year for Republicans. It was even going to be a good year after the Dobbs decision, because as we talked on this program, it is hard to keep a level of angst, anxiety, anger, passion, use whatever phrase, it's hard to keep that for a period of months. And so just on the same day that you get a kind of mixed bag economic news, where that should be the driver for Republicans. In other words, their playbook for the election ought to have three words: inflation, inflation, and inflation. That's the winning issue. Table issues, right? Kitchen table issues. On the same day that they could own the news cycle with that, Lindsey Graham comes out and torpedoes everything that Republican candidates, and note, he's not on the ballot, I don't believe, this time out. He torpedoed everything by saying, here's my bill to make abortion after 15 weeks illegal across the country. The issue then, the one that could be a winner for Democrats, now all of a sudden it's stirred up again. Mm-hmm. It had been reasonably dormant in the independents and in the middle part of the country. So he comes out with this. He totally brings it back, and all the Republicans who had said, no, we're just saying states' rights, he just went and cut the legs out from underneath them.
Oh, yeah, because his plan is definitely against states' rights. Let's back up a little bit, because this is not the first time this has happened. There was, Clarence Thomas on this ruling said, bring it all up back to us. Bring, interracial marriage, bring same-sex marriage, bring contraception, bring back sodomy laws. We will review this. And basically the implication is we will all send this back to the states so that if a state wants to outlaw contraception, you just have to basically get this, quote the Dobbs ruling and get it done. I mean, that was what, Thomas was very clear that, this is the beginning, not this a one-time ruling. And very quickly, a lot of Republicans who clearly did not like the public polling that said about overturning all this stuff were quick to say no one wants to do this. And then you'd have North Carolina say, oh, we're going to try to outlaw contraception. At least it's, a Republican very vocally and very publicly saying, yep, we want to go after contraception. Or multiple states saying, we want to go after gay marriage. And so it kind of keeps this out there. It had died down. It felt as if the Republican Party had kind of gotten on top of that stopped these state representatives, these Republicans and senators, from going out there and saying something that could impact races across the country. And then came Lindsey Graham. And that, like I said, I was kind of stunned because he basically just wrote with 2 months left to go before the election, he wrote the campaign ads for all the Democrats at this point.
And he did not clue in other members of his party. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they were just blindsided by it. And you're right in so many respects. By doing what he did, he undercut Republicans in two ways. One, those who said, hey, states' rights. Now, you can debate whether that's proper or not, but that was the talking point. But they also were targeting Democrats by saying, look what Democrats did. They passed a bill that would allow infanticide. I mean, that was the talking point, right? So it's okay when your side wants to nationalize the issue. One of the big things Republicans said against the Democratic bill is, well, now you're nationalizing the issue. You're overriding the Supreme Court judgment.
This should be a states' rights issue. That was the whole thing. It should be a state rights. Yeah.
And he just trashed that by coming up with a bill. And I don't care if Joe Manchin is quoted as saying, well, that's certainly something I'd look at. Don't care. You completely undermine. And again, we talked about this previously, that the one way that Republicans could screw up on this issue was for individual states to go too far, too fast, and have it be a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because you could point to Democrats who are saying that the Republicans in these states were going to just take us back centuries, but that was just a threat. When you start proving the other side right, it's no longer a threat. It's a losing issue for your side.
Mm-hmm. Is this in South Carolina right now? There is currently a debate going on in the state government over an abortion ban in that state, which is basically looks like it's going to be one of the most restrictive in the country. It's not going to have exceptions for rape or incest or the life of the mother, and that the Republicans in the state are looking to push this forward. Is Lindsey Graham's, as you point out, he's not up for election this year. Is this, do you think, something to do with the state? And he's basically just trying to show the people of South Carolina still on board with this. And I'm pushing this, like I'm doing, my good work on the national level. That's the only thing I can think of, is that he's trying to appeal for future elections to the local voters.
But as I recall, he was just reelected. And nobody's going to remember in 4 years what he did in 2022. I mean, you could be right. I mean, maybe he's trying to curry favor at home. Doesn't like that Tim Scott's getting all the headlines. Mm-hmm. His fellow U.S. senator from the state. But I mean, it's hard to find a reason for doing it. Now, you could say he firmly believes it. He's passionate about the issue, and good for him for standing up and presenting this. Okay, first, he would have to have been fully consistent on the issue, and I don't know that that's the case. But second, why now? Right to your point, why now to do this? It does not seem to make any logical sense, either in terms of, does he think that you're now going to get 55 Republicans elected to the U.S. Senate or seated in the U.S. Senate by him floating that bill? There's no evidence to that, to support that.
And the Republicans are in trouble in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin. There are a lot of seats right now. The Republicans, they're not looking for controversy. Going back to what Graham is proposing, and once again, he does. Who's the House rep that's on board with this too? So this is it's going to have a partner bill in the House.
I don't recall. Right. I'm sorry, I really don't recall.
It's a guy from New Jersey, if I remember correctly.
It's either somebody on the ballot or who's not running for re-election.
I think,
and if it's somebody for whom that would help, all right, then Mr. or Ms. Representative, go ahead and introduce it. But the Graham move makes no sense.
This does go back to, once again, my gut feeling is the Supreme Court would knock this bill down, and the same thing goes for if a Democratic bill got passed, because the argument they're making is that the states are the only ones that can really make the decision on this. Don't get me wrong. I could seriously see this current Supreme Court coming back and saying, oh, you remember when we were saying this was a state's right? Just kidding. It's a federal right. And this ban stays in place. I could see that happening. But I mean, it's, you know, the Supreme Court was pretty clear. Their mentality, it wasn't the issue. It was, does the federal government have the right to regulate this? No, the state should regulate this. So I just don't even know how in the world Graham thinks that that's going to go, maybe unless he's got a wink and a nod from, you know, Alito and Thomas that, you know, yeah, we'll get it through. I just don't understand how he thinks that's even going to pass after, because all you have to do is quote the Dodd ruling and it kind of overthrows it.
Dobbs points out states' rights, right?
Yep.
That's what it is. And all of the Republican talking points has been, this is no longer, it never should have been a federal issue. It's no longer a federal issue, et cetera. I just don't see how. Mm-hmm. Because again, when the Democrats came up with their bill and said, we need to preserve these rights that the Supreme Court ripped away, the argument was, well, it's unconstitutional. You can't do it. Read the ruling. And so there's no way that there's any level of intellectual consistency that would drive this. It's purely political and it's purely for power. And to your earlier point, I don't see how Graham or his party gains in either score.
And it is remarkable to watch Republicans who are now starting to get into debates. I saw a local Minnesota House race debate where that issue came up, and the Republican just he sounded like a blithering idiot. And of course, right afterwards, the Democrat comes out and says, "No, I will never restrict abortion in the state of Minnesota." Next question, and, you know, and so this is. It's a tough issue because it's an issue as much as Republicans, maybe in the most red districts, they will not have to worry about this. But when you look at in any kind of even plus five one way or the other district, it's an issue they're going to have to address, because this is something that clearly there's a large portion of their base that's very angry about what happened here.
Well, to the broad point. Because it is an issue, and you cited an example of someone that you've heard or talked to who just said, I'm done with the party because of what they've done.
Yep.
This is an issue that lines up sort of on party lines, but not fully. And so why in the world would any Republican want to bring up abortion? There is no, I just don't see a situation. If you tell me there's one House district in some state where that is something a Republican would want to raise, okay, I'll give you that one. I don't know of it. But why in the world would you poke a stick at an issue that you know motivates people on both sides of the issue when you didn't need to? When you've got an economy that you can point to with all manner of things. I mean, there are two things I would tell you that Republicans who are on a ballot this year, Matt, don't want to talk about. Abortion and Trump. Those are the two things they don't want to talk about. Why would a Republican bring up abortion? Makes no sense.
We'll talk more about inflation, but I'll set this up and you can think about this during the break. The inflation is clearly an issue. As you said, a kitchen table issue. It's definitely the price of especially food is up high, but it's one of the things that's interesting is I'm wondering if the gas price is coming down, because gas is definitely a lot cheaper than it had been. And also this jobs market where people are getting paid more. The incomes may not keep up with inflation, but they're keeping up better than they have in the past. And so people are getting more money. Let's talk when we come back a little bit about is that enough to offset that issue for the Democrats? Jeff Stein joining us as well, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is the Matt McNeil Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Jeff Stein joining us with his usual weekly visit. Jeff, so I want to talk a little bit more. I'll get your thoughts on this. Inflation, which, by the way, is a worldwide problem, which is kind of in a response to what happened with both the Russian invasion of Ukraine as well as the post-pandemic world. But the United States has done actually better than a lot of other countries. Some countries have done better than us. But the question is whether or not do you feel the lower gas prices that from where they were, as well as also the fact that wages, considering our job market is still red hot, and wages have gone up. I mean, the competition to get people into jobs is pushing wages up. Is that offsetting the inflation enough to where it's weakening it as an issue for the Republicans?
I'll answer your serious question in a moment, but first, you're not watching the stream, are you?
No, why?
Okay, because I was holding up a T-shirt that I'm going to send you.
Oh okay. I've got it up. I've got the stream right now. Can you put it up on the screen? I want to see what this looks like here. Oh, there you go. Is that a radio station one for you?
Yeah. Well, it's in our group. Yeah.
All right. Well, very nice.
It dates back to your days as a rock and roll disc jockey.
Okay. Yeah. So. A long time ago, when the Goo Goo Dolls were around, and.
Okay, now about inflation. Okay. Well, inflation, you now buy a 3X shirt, and that's what I'll send you.
Thank
so
you.
I have the same kind of inflation going on.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the thing with gas prices. Seasonally, they have now started to go down. Normally, there's a lot of demand in the summer. They opened up the E15, et cetera, and so that's helped alleviate prices. You've released some oil, and that's helped alleviate prices. There's also the school of thought that when prices were so high, demand went down, and that in and of itself also helped. Mm-hmm. So the fuel prices, yes, are lower by probably a dollar than they were 6 months ago. However, they're more than a dollar more than they were a year before that. So that issue is going to depend on memory, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not paying as much as I did, but I filled up my car, and it was still $60, and that's are you kidding?
If I can bring in one thing, I mean, you can do that throughout history. I remember when it was 70 cents, that sort of thing. And I think that it's the problem that Republicans have is a lot of the 2022 messaging they had was going to be on COVID restrictions, face masks, shutting businesses down for the community safety. A lot of what they were going to go with was there. They've abandoned a lot of that because, it's hard to remind people of, you remember when you were outraged a year and a half ago? Well, now you need to be outraged again. I think that it's a hard thing to reignite that flame.
Absolutely. No, that's just it. And that's why I say it depends on people's memories. Because if right now you're spending less than you did 6 months ago, well, do you remember what it was 2 years ago? I mean, again, I can give you the old, on Inauguration Day, it was such and such. It's just ancient history. Tell me what it is today. Now, one thing that does hurt the Democrats on the inflation side is that the things that we really get, like groceries and, that kind of stuff, those areas have actually been higher than the overall rate of inflation. And so it requires people to vote rationally and not just emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense. Now, as far as the employment thing, we've got enough jobs open that we could have literally full employment, but they're not the right jobs or the people don't have the right skills, et cetera. And literally, I was talking with a department manager at a grocery store, and he says, and again, this is in Northeast Iowa, they start the high school kids as checkers at $12 an hour, and they can't keep them because other similar industries, in other words, places where high school kids would work, $14 and $15 an hour to start. And so when you start cranking up the part-time wage like that, you've also got to up the wage for everybody else. And that, to your point, means it's easier for someone to pay that higher grocery bill because they're getting paid more. Now, is the value the same? No. But again, what do I care about? Do I have jingle in my pocket? Do I have red ink in my checking account. That's what's really going to drive things.
Well, and it's the free market having corrected what is really one of the big wrongs, which was wages were just not keeping up. And this was kind of one of those things. I mean, we remember last year all these, you know, and if I can be bold, conservative business owners who are out there bellyaching, I can't find anyone to work. Well, not for $7 an hour or $8 an hour or whatever the case may be.
Or 10. You can't find people to work for $10 an hour.
And so the question then came in, if you want your business open, you got to pay a fairer wage for the community standard that you have. And I think that that's a good thing. It is interesting to see how, if those offset, because at the end of the day, we get back to that first question. Yeah. Will the inflation issue win out for Republicans, or will it be able to eclipse, which is clearly something which, you know, you said it correctly. I mean, Democratic outrage about issues usually lasts as long as sour cream. And so will they still be outraged at the level they're still at today come November, early November?
And again, with early voting, you've got different issues, et cetera. Some of these state by state races. I think actually this could be the election very briefly that defies nationalization, right? We'd like to say it's abortion and inflation. Well, there are a lot of one-on-ones, you know, mm-hmm. like Oz and Fetterman in Pennsylvania. Okay, you've got the TV guy and you've got a guy who may have health issues. That may transcend some of the other things. Same in Ohio. You know, Tim Ryan is a very strong candidate. Some of his positions have evolved, but, you know, so has society. So, I mean,
and the other guy, the Republican there doesn't even seem to be trying to run at this point. I mean, he is just not there. Vance.
Yeah, I think he came back from, you know, vacation at some lodge or something on Labor Day. But again, it's so you may have even more than normal. And I'm a big fan of it's district by district and state by state. And we always want to try to generalize. This one may, because of all the personalities involved in the key states, defy nationalization.
You brought up Trump earlier. How much?
That's my fault. I'm sorry.
Hello. No, but you brought Trump up. And here's the question I have is we just had the last of the primaries last night. I think Delaware, yes. Rhode Island, and New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And I believe it was in New Hampshire that a Trump, one of the major races there, another big Trump guy won.
Yeah.
It's going to be very interesting to see how that holds out because it's not so much the Democratic challengers. I'm really starting to see some apathy from Republicans about these candidates.
It depends on how far to the left the Democrat is in the situation. And what do you know about Trump and his legal issues when you cast your vote? Mm-hmm. That's what it's going to come down to because there are a lot of Republicans who might hold their nose and vote for a Democrat they know as opposed to the new Republican that they don't know, especially with the wild card being Trump. So the mere fact that it was a Trump endorsement, that doesn't do much. I mean, for me anyway, I don't think it does much. But I think that some of these people are going to have a harder time making the sell if things really go south at Mar-a-Lago.
And the Democrats who have a bad habit of trying to be too clever sometimes are actually going for the low-hanging fruit. I mean, a lot of these campaigns are just, I'm not going to restrict a woman's right to get an abortion. And they are running with that. And that's it. Once again, it goes back to it's a hard argument for them to come back and fight.
Oh, absolutely. And the more simplistic you can be, the more declarative you can be on any issue, the better the sell. Nuance is tough with voters.
Jeff Stein, once again, find his books, Next Chapter Books, your favorite book line, seller online, as well as totallyiowa.com. I'll post this interview and the Iowa Politics Report. Thanks, Jeff. Devil Radio takes over Wisconsin, Minneapolis, St. Paul, hour two up next.